Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 29th October 2020. Top stories for today. Muslims in Malaysia are advised not to act above the law and religion boundaries in response to the publication of caricatures depicting Prophet Muhammad. In the recent incident, a teacher was beheaded on the outskirts of Paris on October 16 after showing cartoons of Prophet Muhammad published in Charlie Hebdo to his students. Department of Islamic Development Malaysia Deputy Director General Dato' Abdul Aziz Jusso said such action could create disharmony among the country's multi-religious society. Investigations are ongoing into the cause of the incident involving the MV Dayang Topaz vessel, which came into contact with platform structures at the Baram Field, 14 nautical miles off Miri, on October 27, 2020. According to Petronas, preliminary investigations revealed that the incident did not cause any impact to the environment. Petronas said it would continue to work with the relevant authorities to monitor the situation and conduct further assessments to ensure any eventuality was addressed swiftly. Former newsman Dato' A. Kadir Jassin said a vote against the budget bill is not unprecedented and surely members of parliament can differentiate between the importance of the budget and the no-confidence motion. Kadir said Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun can still save the budget 2021 bill if he allows the tabling of a no-confidence motion in the coming parliament session. India today passed 8 million coronavirus cases, with the world's second worst hit country, bracing for a possible second wave ahead of winter and a series of religious festivals. With a population of 1.3 billion people, India has one of the world's lowest death rates. Ministers have highlighted the slowing number of new infections in recent weeks. But authorities are preparing for a new surge after the upcoming Deepavali, the country's most important religious festival, on November 14. Myanmar civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi cast her ballot today ahead of Election Day next week, with hundreds of thousands of elderly voters across the country expected to follow suit to reduce the risk of coronavirus. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party is widely expected to return to power in the November 8 polls, only the second election since the nation emerged from the outright military rule. Thousands of polling stations across Yangon and other areas badly hit by the pandemic open in advance today to allow voters over 60 to cast their ballots in a bid to protect them from coronavirus. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.